The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt. Our podcast is sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF provides help at no cost to those whose liberty is being violated, but they can't do it without your help. Call 800-691-8969. That's 800-691-8969. Or visit townhallreview.com.
I'm always proud to bring to the airwaves Avi Dershowitz. Professor Dershowitz allows me to call him Avi, Harvard Law professor, prominent legal scholar, best-selling author. Latest book is an introduction to the Mueller report. Avi, if I may, sir, welcome back to the show. Great to have you here, Alan.
Thank you. Yeah.
Alan, what's going on? I know you're on vacation, and we appreciate you taking the time to chat, sir. We never take that for granted. They unsealed this indictment against Jeffrey Epstein yesterday, alleging some pretty serious crimes, Professor. You've done some legal work for him before. Give us your reaction to this whole situation regarding Epstein.
Well, we really don't know enough. The indictment itself is fairly bare bone. From my point of view, the important thing is that it doesn't mention me. As you know, David Boies has been on a campaign to try to accuse me of things, but all of his three clients, every one of his three clients, has been proven to be a perjurer. You know, the first person who accused me also said she had dinner with Bill Clinton on Jeffrey Epstein's island with two underage girls. And yesterday issued a statement saying he was never on Epstein's island, and the Secret Service confirmed that. So here you have a woman who's been just lying about Bill Clinton. She also claimed she saw Al Gore and Tipper Gore on the island. They don't even know Jeffrey Epstein. Another woman, David Boies, issued an affidavit on behalf of. She sent letters, emails to the New York Post saying she had sex tapes of Hillary Clinton, of Donald Trump, of Bill Clinton, and of Richard Branson. The New York Post, of course, said she's not credible, and they refused to print her allegations on page six. But David Boies submitted an affidavit on her behalf. And so, you know, the question is twofold. Number one, are these women in general credible? And I have no reason to believe they're not. But are the women who have been recruited by David Boies to earn him money? And he was trying, according to this woman's best friend, to get a $1 billion legal settlement from Leslie Wexner. I mean, the whole goal was to publicly accuse me falsely, and then to go to Leslie Wexner, which David Boies did personally, went and saw his lawyer, and say, if you don't want to have happen to you what happened to Dershowitz, there are ways of resolving this. So, you know, there's a lot more that has to be looked into. I'm glad the FBI is finally looking into this. I wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal urging the FBI to investigate this case. I took the Boies' accusation to the U.S. Attorney's Office, to the FBI, and to the district attorney and asked them to investigate. And finally, the FBI is involved in the case. So I'm confident that at least I will be completely cleared and vindicated for something I didn't do. I never met these people. I didn't know them. Just a totally made-up story. But as far as Epstein is concerned, I mean, I'm not representing him. I'm not his lawyer. Uh-huh. But the first issue will be whether he gets bail, and then the next issue will be whether or not there are any legal barriers, double jeopardy, the previous deal. These are issues that will be resolved in the court.
This comes out of the Southern District of New York, Professor?
Right. Yeah.
Why am I
a U.S. attorney in that district? A man named Berman. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm suspect. Why am I? And again, whatever happened, this is reprehensible, and I understand that. But when something comes out of the Southern District of New York, we were talking to Commissioner Bernie Kerik about this, I'm suspect of anything out of the Southern District now, because I see the witch hunt they're going after the president, how they're going after the president, and all these, this Mueller probe, which you're brilliant in your introduction to the Mueller report, your latest book.
Thank you.
No, but now I'm just suspect of everything now. What can we trust? What we can't trust? Do you know what I'm saying, Professor?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think every American citizen should always be in a suspicious mode. That's a very healthy attitude in a democracy.
Yeah.
Don't assume anything. Verify. When you hear people accused of something, presume them innocent until they've been proven guilty by hard evidence. I think in a democracy, it's very important to maintain presumption of innocence and also to always be somewhat suspicious of government. That makes a lot of sense. But government does a lot of good. Prosecutors do a lot of good. And they have to prove themselves. And they have to prove themselves basically every day. I have generally a high regard, for the Southern District. I've written critically about them over the years. But many of my former students have gone to work for the Southern District. There are some very, very good career prosecutors who are not involved in politics. But, everything today has become so political and so Trump-oriented that you have to at least keep an open mind about everything.
And there were a lot of eyebrows raised that Epstein was able to get such a good deal when he pled guilty in Florida back in 2008. How did he get such a good deal again, Professor?
Well, the government didn't have a very strong case back then. Remember, you have to prove an interstate commerce connection. You have to prove that that anybody brought the women across state lines or used telephones. And what he was accused of back then was all local. He was accused of women, girls who were living in Palm Beach. And so it was very hard to create the federal jurisdiction. And his lawyers, I was one of them. Ken Starr was one of them. Marty Weinberg was one of them. He had a terrific team of lawyers. We pressed very hard. They wanted to go after him much more in a much tougher way. But, when 90-something percent of all criminal cases are settled, and they're always settled in terms of how strong the case is for the prosecution, how strong the case is for the defense. And back then, the case for a federal prosecution was not particularly strong. The case for a state prosecution was, and he ultimately pleaded to a state charge and got 18 months, which was not atypical for people charged with those kinds of crimes back then. Things have changed dramatically over the past decade or so.
Yeah, and Epstein was a friend of both President Clinton and President Trump, and some people are going to raise an eyebrow here since James Comey's daughter is one of the prosecutors in the case.
Yeah, I noticed that. Epstein was a friend of everybody. He was a friend of the president of Harvard. He was a friend of the Lady Rothschild. It was the Lady Rothschild who introduced him to me, who pleaded with me to meet him, saying he was a brilliant guy and a philanthropist and he wants to give money to Harvard. Would I please take some time out to meet him? And Lady Rothschild introduced me to him. She invited him to come to her husband, the Lord Rothschild's birthday party with Prince Andrew. These people traveled in heady circles. David Gergen was a friend of his. Everybody in the Harvard academic world knew him. He had an office in Harvard Square, and nobody suspected he was leading this other life. He kept it completely, completely secret from everybody.
And you're not part of the legal team this time around, just to reiterate,
no.
Correct?
No,
it's like that.
No,
and you know what? And Avi, we love having you on the show, man. And you're such a good guy. And forgive me for making this personal, but what's it like? I mean, they're dragging your name through the mud. And you just went, you the first thing you did, and rightly so, I love that you went to the FBI and said, this is bogus. Yeah. This is not true. Yeah. Take care of this. But that's got to be painful. I mean, we've all had bad things said about us, but to have your name dragged through the mud like that, how unnecessary was that, Professor? Well, I mean, really.
And especially, this is the only Me Too case where I just didn't know the person at all. In every other Me Too case, there was a pre-existing relationship. They knew each other. They worked together.
Yeah.
That effect was consensual, wasn't it? These are people just that came out of the blue for money. Never met them, didn't know them.
Yep.
From day one, I said, there will be no photographs. I never met them. I didn't know them. There will be no witnesses, and there weren't. And then finally, David Boies admitted to me on tape in a recording that it was impossible for me to have been in the places she said, that she had sex with me, and that she was wrong, simply wrong. This is her own lawyer admitting it.
Ugh.
And now that lawyer is trying to sue me for defamation, for basically repeating what he said. I said it wasn't true. She was lying. She made up the story. And I was basically repeating what her own lawyer said. And now her own lawyer, having said it to me, is suing me for defamation. But I don't worry. In America, a falsely accused person has the right to defend himself, whether it was Alexander Hamilton defending himself or John Adams defending himself against Thomas Jefferson. Every American should have the right to defend from a false accusation. And I'm going to continue to defend myself. You know, this morning on a WEI radio show somewhere, a talk show host categorically stated that I was guilty, never even looking at the evidence. And so, you know, I have to fight back. And the world of Twitter, the world of social media is filled with these, you know, just a hollow accusation. So, you know, you fight back. At 80 years old, I really have better things to do. And part of this is clearly motivated by the fact that I have defended Trump on constitutional grounds.
Bingo.
Some of it's motivated by the fact that I defended Bibi Netanyahu and Israel. I've gotten all kinds of anti-Semitic and anti-Israel allegations. One website said the reason, only reason we're covering this, it doesn't deserve to be covered otherwise, is because Dershowitz is such a strong spokesman for Israel, and we have to silence his voice.
Wow.
So, you know, there are so many motivations behind this, but the truth will out. You know, this is an easy case for me because since the day I met Jeffrey Epstein, I've had sex with one woman. It's very easy to remember when you've only had sex with your wife. And so in the end, an FBI investigation, any investigation by any law enforcement, will completely vindicate me. But it's taken time. It's been 4 years now that I've been fighting against these false charges. And, you know, the lawyers really took advantage of these young women. Yeah. They're the ones who put them up to it. One of the women said she never named me previously, but she named me only after she felt, quote, pressured by her lawyers. And so I think, you know, we have to look into these lawyers and look into David Boies and look into other people in his law firm who have been trying to make fortunes of money on the backs of these young women who were, you know, probably victims of someone, but not of me.
All right, Professor, thank you so much. It's your vacation. You called in. You have your voice here anytime, Avi. And thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt. Our podcast is sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF provides help at no cost to those whose liberty is being violated, but they can't do it without your help. Call 800-691-8969. That's 800-691-8969. Or visit townhallreview.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.